Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Memhei Omid Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're going to finish off Simon Tof Reish Ayin Vav today. We're starting with Sif Hei on the bottom of Kuf Memhei Omid Aleph. And the Mechaber writes Sif Hei. Yaschu Lahadlik Bilel Rishon B'ner Hayos Yamini. We're going to see a little bit of a mini introduction before we get to the Mechaber, that there are three opinions. We'll have the opinion of the Mechaber, we'll have the opinion of the Marshal and the Vilna Gaon that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll have the opinion of the Lavush and the Taz that we'll see is brought down also in the Mishnah Berurah, but mostly in the Bir Halacha. So we have to keep in mind that there are going to be three opinions, and when you hear the way it's done, you may say, that's not the way I do it. Well, there are three opinions, and the Chafetz Chaim concludes at the end of the Dibur HaMaskel Bir Halacha Kidei Lahafnos L'Yom, and he says, Ve'ein nafkamina b'chol zeh, be'etzem ha-mitzvah. All three shittos fulfill the etzem mitzvah. The b'chol gavne yotzi l'kul yama. You're certainly yotzi, whichever shita you follow. He says, the whole difference over here is l'chatchila, be'ezem mokum nochon yosel haskel l'hadlik b'menu, which is the more correct way to do it, but nobody should be nervous. You're yotzi no matter which way you do it. So now, the Mechaber writes again, yaskel l'hadlik b'le rishon b'ner ha-yosi yamini. He says, on the first night, you light on the rightmost candle. Now, we'll assume for practical purposes that we're dealing here lighting inside by the doorway. The same halacha would apply by the window as well, but you have the menorah situated to the right of the doorway. The mezuzah is to the left of the doorway from the inside. When you're coming in from the outside to the inside, it's on the right as you're coming in, but now we're looking at it from the perspective of the person who's on the inside. So the menorah, we wanted to again surround ourselves with mitzvahs, so we have the mezuzah will be to your left as you're in the inside of the door looking out, and the menorah, therefore, will be on the right. So you light the menorah from the rightmost candle on the first night, B'ner Ayosu Yamini. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tess, the Ein Chiluk Ben Sheminiach Miyamin HaPesach Ben Sheminiach Mismol HaPesach. Let's say for whatever the reason, you're lighting on the left side of the doorway. You're supposed to be lighting on the right side, but let's say for argument's sake, the mezuzah in this situation was on the right side. So then we said, then you can light it on the left side. Or let's say somebody's already lighting on the right side, then you can light it on the left side. So the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the Shita, the Mechaber, it doesn't make any difference whether you're lighting on the right side or you're lighting on the left side. Tomid yaskel la'brocha b'ner ha'nosaf. The brocha that you're making is always on the newest candle that you're putting out. On the first night, it's going to be the first candle. The second night, the Mechaber's opinion is that you light the new candle. Now, the new candle will be to the left of the rightmost candle. That's the way the Mechaber's opinion is, and this is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Beis Yosef as well. So again, to understand this shita, you're going to have the menorah either to the right of the doorway or to the left of the doorway, and you're going to put the first night's candle all the way to the right, in the rightmost slot of the menorah, whether you're to the right of the doorway or to the left of the doorway. That's on the first night. The Mechaber continues, says, Ubalel Sheni, Kishi Yosef Ner Echot Samachlo, for those that are following the opinion of the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim that you light, for each night of the candles like Beis Hillel, there were Mosif for Holah, so we add on the second night the second candle, third night the third candle. So the new candle will be to the left of the rightmost slot in the menorah. So it will be from the second from the right. So Yaskel V'Yorech Alenosa, and you make the bracha, and then light the newest candle, which will be a little bit to the left of the rightmost candle. Shehu Yosef Smoli, as I just mentioned, the Mechaber says it's a little bit to the left. Kidei Lahafnos L'Yomen. And this way you can turn to the right to light the second candle. We always have Kol Apinu Shataponeh L'Yomen. So you always turn to the right. So you start off with the leftmost candle, and then you go to the next candle to the right of it. And these will be in the number 7 and 8 slots of the menorah as you look at it, on the right side. So therefore, this will be the two candles that you light. The third night, the Chemel El Shlishi. Kishi Yosef Od Echad, when you're lighting a third candle, Somach L'Shtei Neiros HaRishonos, will be next to, adjacent to, the first two candles that you lit on the first night. So Yaskel B'Nosef. Again, you move over one slot leftwards. Ubo Yaskel HaBrocha, and that's the one you make the Brocha on. And in this fashion, you'll go and light what would be slot number 6, then you light slot number 7, and then slot number 8, again, the three most rightward ones on the menorah. Again, this is true whether your menorah is on the right side of the doorway or it's on the left side of the doorway. So you go from the candle number 6, and you turn right, and you go to candle number 7, and you go to candle number 8. The Mechaber says, this is the way that we do this every night. And therefore, the Mechaber continues, he says, Nimso shetomid mevorech ala nosof shu mor ala nes. You're always lighting the new candle first, you're making the bracha, so to say, on the new candle first, because this shows you that that was the nes. Shari betosevis ayamim nitosif nes, because each night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the oil to still be present and to light. And therefore, you demonstrate the miracle best by lighting the newest candle, making the bracha the newest candle. So again, sheet of the mechaber, which is all we've done so far really, is that the menorah is situated either to the right of the door or to the left of the door, and the first candle will be the candle that's the slot that's most to the right of the menorah on the first night. Then on the second night, that will call that candle number 8 slot. Okay, the leftmost will call number 1 slot, the rightmost will call number 8 slot. So on the first night, you're going to light candle in the 8th slot. The second night, you're going to light candles in the 7th and 8th slot. The third night, you're going to light candles in the 6th, 7th, and 8th slot, etc. And you're always starting on the leftmost candle, but they're all towards the right of the menorah, and you move towards the right. So you go from 6 to 7 to 8. From on the 5th night, you're going to light from the 3rd candle to the 4th candle to the 5th candle to the 6th candle, 7th candle, 8th candle. So you're going to keep on going from the leftmost candle, which is on the right side of the menorah, going towards the end of the right side of the menorah. That is the sheet of the mechaber. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and we continue on the very top line in the Mishnah Berurah, on Daf Kuf Mem Hei Omid Beis, we left off this where you have the words V'yesh Omrim. So this opinion, as you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, is the Marshal V'chein Hudas Hagra. This is the second opinion that I mentioned. This is the opinion of the Marshal and the Vilna Gaon that say the Im Munach B'yamin HaPesach, that if you have the menorah to the right of the doorway, Azay Tzorich L'Haschel Tomid B'ner HaYamini Shu Samuch LaPesach V'holech Me'yomin L'Smol. Now, let's make sure that we understand this, because this is not the same sheet as the Mechaber. What the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here is the sheet of the Marshal and the Vilna Gaon is that when the menorah is to the right of the door, as you're, again, you're looking into perspective from the inside, so then the first candle that you light is the leftmost candle, what I previously called position number 1. And that'll be the first candle to light, because you always have to light the one that is closest to the door. Then on the second night, you'll add a candle in position number 2. That's the way that the Marshal and the Gros say you keep on adding from left to right. You keep on adding when it's to the right side of the door. When it's on the left side of the door, again, you always have to light the candle closest to the door first. So then in that situation, you would light the rightmost candle, position number 8. And then the next night, you'd add 7 and 8. Then the next night, 6, 7, and 8. So therefore, their opinion is that you're always lighting the one that is closest to the doorway. Bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Ud Ovid Kemar Ovid, Ud Ovid Kemar Ovid. Whichever way you do it is perfectly fine. In addition, the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim, writes in Os Yedalet, that the opinion of the Marshal and the Vilna Gaon is also, Shu Cholik Amasha Kozbe Shulchan Aruch Shivarech Lenosaf, that you add this newest candle, and then you make the bracha on the newest candle. So here, the opinion of the Marshal and the Vilna Gaon is that you make the bracha on the Iker candle, which is the first candle, the one that is closest to the doorway, no matter what. And then you move in the other direction. So on the first night, on the right side of the door, you'd light candle in position number 1, and then you'd light candle in position number 2. And if similarly it was on the left side, the first night you'd be lighting position number 8, and the second night, you would still light position number 8 first, and then you would light position number 7. So there's a double machlokus over here between the Mechaber and the opinion of the Marshal and the Vilna Gaon. And again, either way you do it is perfectly fine. Now, I will point out, if we go to the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo Kedei Lahafnos Liyomin, he brings down a third opinion. And that is the Das of the Lavush and the Taz. And they say that it's the exact opposite. The Kavanas HaGemara, Hafich Misa, it's the opposite of what the Mechaber says. The Hainu Sheyelech Miyomin L'Smol. They hold that you go from right to left. And therefore, if you go down a little bit, 3-4 lines into this Bir Halacha, he writes, according to the opinion of the Taz, V'itim Balayla Rishon Aner, Eitzal HaPesach, V'layla Shniya, Itain Aner HaNosaf, Letzat Chalal HaBayis. You go inward one. The Hainu Shaner HaNosaf, Yel Yemino, V'aner Rishon Yel L'Smolo. V'yatzlich lahadlik min aner hanosaf, v'yadlik min yomin l'smol. So he has an in-between shita that you would light, in this situation, the one that is the new candle, albeit you're lighting always the candles that are closest to the doorway. And etc. You continue on these nights, going further, and Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Prima Gadol's opinion was that he held like the Taz. Bottom line is, you're Yotze whichever way you do it, and it's only lechatrila as to try to be in accord with each of these three separate opinions. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes, "Uma tov v'nochon im yochol l'sadr kulam b'sol chalal ha-pesach." He says the best way is to put the actual menorah within the doorway itself. Shukulam shavim b'tefach ha-somach l'pesach. This way, all of them are within the proximity, as close as possible to the Pesach. They're in the Pesach. But in this situation, you have to be very careful. You don't open up the door then. Because otherwise they'll blow out if you open up the door in the first half hour. So the wind shouldn't blow them out. And he says, which we've already done, the Das of the Taz, in this regard. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yud, and he writes that we always try to turn to the right. We always go to the right in the Beis HaMikdash. The issue foot number 20 brings down a lot of nafkaminas of this. He talks about, for example, when you're getting an aliyah, you go up to the bima, assuming that it's equidistant to go up to the right or the left. You go up via the root of the right, and you come down via the root of the left. Likewise, when the birchas kohanim, when the kohanim go up to the bima, they should go up on the right side and come down on the left side. Likewise, when you take the Sefer Torah out, you go from the Aron Kodesh to the Bima on the right side, and you come back on the left side. That's assuming everything is equidistant. The issue foot number 19 says, and we had pointed this out previously, that Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, when we're talking here about the right or the left, we're always talking about it from the perspective of the person lighting the menorah and not from the perspective of the people outside. Then he brings down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in his famous Kuntris Ish Iter, his famous little Kuntris about lefties, how halacha applies to lefties. So he says, does this din change at all with a lefty in terms of how a lefty would light the Hanukkah lift versus a righty? And he says, no, Yeshul Lefanos Liyomim Kishar B'nei Adam. No, he moves in the same direction as all other people. The fact that he's a lefty doesn't change this din around in terms of Hanukkah lift. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Yud Aleph, where he writes, V'chein b'chol laila, the halacha is the same every night, mavarach la'nosa v'chulei, that you light, according to the Mechaber, the newest candle first, v'wa din kishemadlik b'chalon. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, this din applies, we've been talking about in the doorway, but he says the same thing would apply if you're lighting in the windowsill, or b'chalala pesach, or whether you're lighting in the actual doorway itself, or b'veis ha'knesses, or in shul, the similar halachas apply, that b'leil rishon yadlik b'tchila b'ner ha'yoser yamini. On the first night, you light the rightmost candle, that's the Mechaber's Shita, and then uvelel sheni b'yoser smali. And then on the second night, you put in the new candle a little bit to the left of the rightmost candle, and then that's the first one that you light. Similarly, v'chein b'leil shlishi revi ad yom hashmini, the same thing apply every night up till the eighth night of Hanukkah, inclusive, that you always light the newest candle, make the bracha on the newest candle, you stand to the left of that, so then when you light it, it will be to your right, and then the next one will be to your right, to your right, to your right, as you go through the list of the candles. And therefore, HaKol Yadlik Baner HaNosaf, you always light the newest one first, and then the one next to it. V'yachakach pon v'holach l'tzad yamin, you turn rightward, and you light the next rightmost one. V'chol zeh yachik esatzmol l'tzad smol, and as I just pointed out, you should always try to position yourself to the left of the menorah, Beis Hadlok, at the time that you're making the bracha about to light. In this way, today, Sheyifka, so when you first hit the candles, both Chila, you'll hit the newest candle first. You don't have to bypass any of the other candles to get to the newest candle first. If you would be to the right of the menorah, you'd have to, let's say on the eighth night, you'd have to bypass positions 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 2, and go and light candle number 1. So therefore, he says, stand all the way to the left of the menorah, and therefore the first candle that you'll encounter will be candle number 1, which you're that's the newest candle, which you light. Then you go light candle number 2, number 3, etc., all the way to candle number 8. Then he says, according to the Yesh Omrim, the Marshal and the Gra, well, that's the Yesh Omrim Manal that we just brought down. They say you also light the first candle. That's always the one that you light according to them. Not the Nosaf, but the original candle. That's the one you light, because they say that that's the Ikar Mitzvah, and therefore that's the one that you have to light. And he says, Venera, the Bazei Yamid Hanera Rishon Litzat Smol, V'yachakach B'choyom Mosif Volech L'tzad Yamin. That's why he says you put it in the leftmost slot and then you add on each one to the right. And that's going to be the one that's closest to the Pesach. That's the leftmost one. And therefore, according to the Marshal and the Vilna Gaon, you're always lighting the original candle first, not the Nosaf, not the additional candles first, because they hold that that's the Ikar Mitzvah, and therefore that's the one that you light. And the rest is all Hidur Mitzvah, and you shouldn't make the bracha on the Hidur Mitzvah, you should make the bracha on the Ikar Mitzvah. And then we'll pull the pole inside Yomim, and then you go to the next candle after you lit the most leftmost one, the original one. And you can see this really in Dershu for number 18. According to the Shulchan Aruch, b'chol yom v'yom haner harishon shemadik ha'ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is the newest candle that you're lighting, v'haneros hanosafim heim hahidur. And they hold that the extra candles that you have are the hidden mitzvah. So the newest candle that you're putting out, that's the ikka mitzvah. And he says, munach b'mokom shebo hidlik es well rishon. Even though it's in the place where you already lit previously, that doesn't make it the ikka. And he says, from Rav Sternbach, in Shelus Shuvas Varagogos, from Rav Sternbach, Shlita, he brings down Shemahadrin, Shemadikin, Kemispar Yomim, Makaimis Ikra Mitzvah, Beholonei Shemadikin. He wants to suggest that you're technically fulfilling the Ikra Mitzvah when you're lighting Mahadrin, meaning you're lighting the number of candles that they're off for that day of Hanukkah. All of them are the Ikra Mitzvah. And therefore, Lefichach Yochlevorach Gamal Aner HaNosaf Shafu Ikra Mitzvah. And he says, therefore, it's not a problem even if you were to be lighting the, quote, additional candle, because that's the Ikra Mitzvah as well. And he says that the Vilna Gaon disagrees with that. Shecholik says over she'ena mahadrin makaymis ikar mitzvah elbin erishon. He says no, it's the original candle. That's the one that's the ikar mitzvah, and the newest candles that's nosaf and that's hidden mitzvah. And therefore, that's why the opinion of the Vilna Gaon is that you should light the original candle first. Again, bottom line is everybody should follow their custom. All of them will fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah, and it's only a question of lechatchila which custom you should follow, and everybody should follow their own minhag. With this, we conclude the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav and today's shir.